No, what, me singing or
talking?
Talking.
Right. Yeah, okay, folks, I'm here in Alness in the northern side of, what do we call it up here exactly? In Invergordonshire, the Cromarty Firth.
It's just north of the Highlands, isn't
it? Yes, so just north of Inverness. So I've come along here and I've met a gentleman called...
Phil James.
Phil. And Phil, I passed Phil there and he was just busking and he's telling me he's on his way walking from...
Land's End to John O'Groats, busking in a different place every day, wherever possible. So.
And how long is it taking you to get to here?
It's taken me 9 weeks to get...
Nine weeks
to get to here. I'm sleeping out in an army sleeping bag in all weathers and living off the busking. So.
Ah, fantastic.
I'm loving it. It's really great. The Highlands were the highlight so far.
Yeah. So what route did you take from John O'Groats? Did you come right up the...
From Land's End, I went through Exeter, then Bristol, then sort of Whaley Bridge in Derbyshire, then I followed the Pennines up, then Kendal, Carlisle, then across to Edinburgh, then up to Inverness, and now I'm here.
And you're enjoying the Highlands far better than any place else.
The Highlands were fantastic. Yeah, yeah, it got better from Derbyshire. The Peak District was fantastic.
I know a friend who... called Dean Reid. Dean will recognise I'm talking about Dean Reid here, and he walks the Peak District all the time.
Wow, it was beautiful. And then the Pennines were amazing, and then sort of around Kendal was beautiful as well. Yeah. But the highlights being the Highlands of Scotland.
You've enjoyed it.
Going through the Highlands, it was hard work because there was a long way without anywhere to busk and very few places to buy food and stuff.
You went through some hardships then.
I went 30 hours without eating on one day. And I got, on the same day, I got 30 hours without eating. I went, I got eaten to death by gnats or midges. Whatever they are.
There's midges in Scotland. They might well be gnats in south of
midges,
the border.
Midges. I got eaten to death by midges. And I got drenched in a thunderstorm. But then I got to Aviemore and I made £41 busking, and so I...
Aviemore, I came up through Aviemore on the way.
It's really nice, busy.
Busy.
Yeah.
It's had a wee facelift, I think. Yes, it's looking good.
Yeah, it's looking... It was a good place to busk.
Popular
very
place,
friendly.
Yeah,
it was like...
Yeah.
It was like a seaside resort, but in the middle of the mountains. Yeah. A very interesting
fantastic
place.
Ah, in the middle of the mountains, exactly.
Yeah. You expect to see the sea, but you don't see surrounded by mountains.
Absolutely.
It's
a beautiful, beautiful place, yeah. So you're at Alness now, and where are you going from here?
I'm heading for, is it Tain?
Tain,
yeah.
T-A-I-N,
Tain. Yeah, then up to Wick, and then John O'Groats. So I can just over a week.
Are you going straight up, or are you going through Dornoch?
I'm going to follow the east coast.
Yeah, through Dornoch.
Yeah.
And then up through Embo and then back on the big road again.
So it'd be the A9, I think.
Well, the A9 goes all the way up. But
thank you very much.
If you cross the bridge at Tain, through the Dornoch, across the Dornoch Firth.
Yeah.
On the other side, you can either go straight up the A9 or you can cut in through Dornoch, which is a beautiful historic place. And then follow, there's a little road that runs out of that, goes right through a tiny hamlet called Embo. And you'll come to, eventually, single track road, you'll come to Lochfleet. And that road turns and comes all the way back onto A9.
Fantastic.
And at Lochfleet is a wildlife reserve. And when the tide's out, it's banks and banks of seals that lie out in the sand.
Fantastic.
So you won't get much money busking. but it's just a wee detail.
I've got Tain and I've got Wick. There's a couple of places.
And Thurso, John O'Groats has had a wee bit of facelift as well.
Yeah.
So
can you busk in John O'Groats? Is it big enough or is it too small?
It's worth a trip anyway. And if you do go to John O'Groats, if you've got the time, ask someone and tell them how you get to Duncansby Point.
Yeah.
And you'll see the stacks sitting in the sea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
So that's just... And how long do you think it's going to take you to get there now?
I reckon just over a week. I reckon I'm going to get there about Wednesday.
All right.
So,
fantastic stuff. I hope you do well.
So it'll be 10 weeks then, just over 10
weeks
on the road.
10 weeks for the full trip. And
so
then
I'll be ready for a bed then. I'm going to hitch back. I might have a coach ticket from Glasgow to Bristol.
Right,
Then I'm going to visit my mum and dad in Bristol, because my mum and dad live in Bristol.
Okay.
And then I'm going to... Possibly, it's my birthday, so I should have some birthday money, so I should be able to afford a train from Bristol to... I'm hoping to get a train from Bristol to Lostwithiel, where I live in Cornwall.
Lostwithiel.
Yeah, and can I say I'm doing.
You tell us all you want to tell us.
I'm doing the walk. I'm getting sponsors for a plant project called Plants for Future.
Okay.
And we've planted 20,000 trees, and we've got over 1,000 different species of edible and useful plants.
Fantastic.
And we're trying to show how we can get all human beings' basic needs with minimal exploitation of people, animals, and the environment.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much. So that's what I'm doing. Partly that, and partly because it's been my lifetime's ambition to do it.
I'm
48 now, so my stepkids have grown up. So I thought, if I don't do it now, I never will. So.
Well, yeah, almost mission achieved. The mission accomplished, as they say.
Yeah,
so.
one more week card walking, and I should do it.
Well, look, do you have a link to your website for? Yeah. You want to tell us what it is?
Like, well, I've got a Facebook page. Is Phil James.
Is that P-H-I-L?
P-H-I-L, Phil James.
Uh-huh.
And I have on my Facebook wall, it's like Busker Phil's Busk and Walk to Land's End to John O'Groats, something like that.
So I'm sure people will find it.
But you can find it.
Yeah, yeah.
And also you can find me singing on YouTube. Is Busker Phil, lowercase one word. So that's Busker Phil, lowercase one word.
That's
so you can see me singing on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have a few musicians on the people that I follow and that follow me, and I'll explain that to you just now, and they'll probably have a wee tag and have a wee look at you.
Fantastic.
And what about your environmental? Do you have a website for your trees?
Yes, it's www.pfaf.org. So that's www.pfaf.org.
Okay, that's fantastic.
So that stands for Plants for Future.
Plants
so PFAF.
Sounds like a great project to me.
It is. It's like a fantastic project, and it's beautiful. If you're ever down in Cornwall, you can come and visit it.
Right.
So
okay.
Look me up on
Facebook.
And
remind people what your full name is again, Phil.
It's Philip David James.
Philip David James, and you?
Yeah.
Now, three quarters of your journey from.
I reckon
journey,
about.
Land's
I reckon
end to
about
journey.
Nine tenths of my
nine
journey.
Nine tenths of it, yeah.
In terms of time, as I've been walking for 9 weeks, and I reckon I've got a week
to go.
That
sounds great. Okay, so. But Phil, what I want to tell you about Audioboo is you've obviously got Facebook, you've heard of Twitter. Audioboo is a platform where people talk.
Yeah.
Okay, and when I say talk, we can talk about what's just happened in our day, we can talk about what we're doing socially in our life. People like yourself, musicians, can put stuff up there, okay?
Yeah.
You can have your own Audioboo page, and you're there, you'll find people to follow. People will find you.
Wow.
And if they like you, they'll follow you. And you can tag it all so people will know if they want to look for busking, music, trees, just your name, whatever you want. And you can find it. And it's audioboo.fm. That's A-U-D-I-O.
Shall I?
B-O-O.
So I'll be able to hear this, will I?
Yes.
If you
can even tell me, I'll. Obviously, I have your Facebook page here.
Oh yeah. If you put it on my Facebook page, that'd be brilliant. Have you got a card or something?
No, I don't have a card with me.
So
I can send this. I'll send a link to this Audioboo to you.
If you can,
because I'll get
you've
now recorded your details
so
here.
So if you request a friend request, I'll accept it. But don't be offended. It might be over. I probably won't get to a computer for over a week. So, but if you request, you're on Facebook as well, are you?
I have, but I don't really use it. I tend to use Audioboo all the time.
But you can send me a message through.
Absolutely.
Through
what I can do
Facebook.
Is I'll, on the message on the heading, I'll put interview in Alness.
Fantastic,
and
I'll remember.
You'll remember who it is. Okay,
fantastic.
Paul, it's been a pleasure to meet you.
What's your name again?
I go under the tag of McColgan or Mac. And that's all we need to know.
Phil. So nice to meet you, Mac.
And you're going to finish, give us a few seconds of your music before I have to drive away with my good lady.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It's been very interesting.
Not at all, but interesting to meet you. And I absolutely love those sunglasses.
Thank you.
Right, you carry on, and what I'm going to do is take a wee photograph of those glasses and you.
We do it all, everything, on our own. We don't need anyone. just lay up? Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
That's great, Phil. Thanks very much. Thanks. And I'm just going to take... Well, I kind of abruptly stopped that. Unintentionally, I hit the pause button. But anyway, I wanted to just draw attention to one thing during that. If you were heard, Phil asked me if I had a card, and I guess he meant an audiobook card. And given the ongoing online audience net survey for audiobook just now, when people are mentioning things like advertising, t-shirts and other things, someone just asked me for a card. Maybe another idea. A pocket full of cards. How about that, Mark?